Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch at Falcons training camp with Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, and Bo Morgan. Of course, Dylan is behind the glass at the station. Gordon is out here keeping us on the air. And we got to get into some comments that Oregon coach Dan Lanning had about the college football playoff format. But we are sitting outside the weight room right now at the Falcons training camp, and it is so nice out. I feel like in an hour, we're not going to be able to say, this is the perfect morning. Like, the weather is absolutely perfect because it is going to get hot. So if you're coming out here, make sure to hydrate. I'm sure as you guys were scrolling your phones yesterday or maybe this morning, you saw the little viral moment that's happening in Cleveland right about now.
It's so Cleveland. It's so Browns is what it is.
Yeah. Well, I was going to let you explain what it was, and I have a thought on it, but go ahead.
So they were revealing the new helmet yesterday, the Cleveland Browns were, and basically it was on Lake Erie. And they're out on this little flotation, and that's where the helmet is to reveal it. It's a big reveal. And someone who was filming it, while they're filming it, the little platform, maybe not big enough, fell off into Lake Erie, which if you don't know, he needs to go get a tetanus shot now.
Yeah, that there's no doubt that
it's like the Hudson River in New York.
Well, if you've never been to Cleveland, the stadium is right there on the lake.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't fall out of the – you can't walk in the parking lot and just walk right into the lake, but it's right there on it, and it's really cool. And, of course, Cleveland – isn't Cleveland called the mistake by the lake or whatever?
Not officially.
But it's right there. And, yes, it's probably a lot of the city and the stadium's waste is dumped.
I got to tell you guys, I was watching this video yesterday, and I watched it 50 times. I think he did it on purpose.
No.
I swear.
No.
I am telling you. The guys, it's an unnatural motion where he steps to the side, and it looked clear to me because they released the video that he is shooting,
mm-hmm.
and it goes underwater, and there's bubbles and everything. I think he did it to go viral. I think they did it so the moment would go viral. Otherwise, would we be talking about a helmet reveal?
Well,
absolutely not. That wouldn't even be a topic of conversation, but now we're talking about him going viral. Just watch the video. I'm telling you, he kind of steps out from under himself. It's not like he trips. He just misses and falls in.
Allie, two things. One, I would be because I heard a story about being colorblind that had to do with a helmet. That's the only reason why I brought it up. But the thing that people who are very coordinated – and what I've learned about offensive linemen is they look
– Here we go.
Hold on. This is a compliment. People think of them as big and clumsy and all that kind of stuff. You won't find a more coordinated human being feet-wise and with their feet and their movements than an offensive lineman because literally that's their job. Go back to the Saints play – the play against the Saints where Kirk Cousins gets injured. I know it's like a not something you should probably bring up the first day at training camp, but – that's the one time where an offensive lineman got a little off balance with his feet, and it cost a sack, right? Because Lindstrom accidentally gets a little extended with his set, and he trips McGarry. But think about the confined space that offensive linemen move in with your feet. And so for you to say that, if I said that, I would. To me, it takes more credence than me saying I think he did it on purpose because you don't understand. You don't understand how most people aren't thinking like you think with your feet.
That's such a good point. And not only that, not only about your own feet, you got to be in concert with everybody else's feet because you're talking about Chris Lindstrom stepping on Caleb McGarry. I watched it over and over again, and it just looks like he's missing the dock on purpose.
No, I'm telling you, Lake Erie is absolutely.
I mean,
you
bring up a good point.
Nobody would sign up for that. Like the Cuyahoga River, which flows into Lake Erie, like caught on fire because there was so much pollution in it in 1969.
God.
Like it's known for this.
What? Like, did you just pull a 1969 stat about a river most people in our audience have never heard of? I am so impressed right now. The Cuyahoga River, guys, caught on fire in 1969, if you didn't know.
Well, there's just
phenomenal.
There's so many black eyes on Cleveland. I did live there for a little bit, so I know a little bit about Cleveland. They released, like, a million balloons into the sky, and that was an absolutely, like, it turned into a tragedy. Like, they got caught in things, caused car accidents.
I was going to say, how many birds died from chewing on the balloons?
Unbelievable. Like, they just kind of, this is their wheelhouse. Is trying to do something great, and they just end up with egg on their face.
Right.
So I'm hoping.
I'll take your word for it.
I'm hoping that gentleman got some antibiotics today. Because I'm telling you, Lake Erie, like, you don't want to go there. You just don't.
You don't want to go fishing there. For dinner in there is what you're saying.
I mean, what Allie's saying is you need to wear a some type of protective suit like you would in other
for
things.
For real.
Like,
no.
a body condom.
A hazmat.
Which is a hazmat.
Yeah. You'll come out glowing green. That's what's going to happen if you fall on that lake. Well, we know there's been a lot of debate around the college football playoff and the format and how it should go. So Oregon head coach Dan Lanning, he kind of wants it to wrap up all by January. Can you guys kind of break down the format he's looking at? He wants it to mimic NFL.
Well, I think it's unrealistic what he's proposing because we weren't wrapping up the BCS by January 1st at the end of it. We weren't wrapping up the 14 playoff by the end of it by January 1st. He wants to end the season early and play games straight through and not have a break. One that kills the Army-Navy game, which is a standalone event, which I think college football, Allie, you're going to hear a lot from me as the season goes on, and every time we talk about a change, is one of the most tradition-laden sports that, to me, there is out there. And I think everything – the fans are okay with change and with playoffs, but they don't want to lose the traditions that come with it, like the rivalries that we'll see. Like, you know, you don't ever want to see Auburn, Alabama, or, you know, Georgia, Florida, Georgia Tech, those kind of games go away. You also don't want to see a game like Army Navy not played and have the Heisman Trophy have its standalone weekend where it comes on right after. But I just don't, I think it's also tough. Now, I agree with Dan about having like 25 days or something off like they did, but I don't want to see these guys play 20 weeks straight, because to me it's not fair for some of them who aren't getting paid hardly anything. It's too much on their body, especially at this level. But there does need to be a wrap-up of the sport before, I don't know, February?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not doing any justice to the sport playing into February almost, and they almost were there.
And also, there's a couple of different ways I look at this. First of all, you talk about February. Guys, these are still academic institutions. If you are going to start your spring semester, if you are leaving a school and going to a different school, and that's what I immediately thought of when I heard Dan Lanning, because I actually am a proponent of what he's talking about. I think when I played a national title game, I want to say it was January 9th, and it might have been the latest one ever. Because remember, you go back to the national title games before the BCS, and before that national title game used to be a bowl game, right? It used to be Rose Bowl. It used to be Fiesta Bowl. And then they added national title game onto the back end of that. They never named it to another bowl game, and they pushed it a week later. So there was a Rose Bowl, and then we played a national title game in the Rose Bowl. And so I think what he's talking about is just simply putting that in reverse. And I think there's also the aspect, if you guys remember last year when we were having this conversation during the playoffs, and I can't remember who was putting this out, maybe Rusty Manziel or somebody like that, was talking about how there were teams actively having to pay players that were in the playoff not to leave.
They're also having teams, players, and I think Kirby might have touched on it about you know, remember the thing where he's like, yeah, there's Zoom calls with agents?
Yeah.
And they're in the portal. And
I think, well, I think that's what Dan Lanning probably is irked by last year, coming off last
year.
Should
be.
And he's looking at it going, dude, how can we put this in reverse? Well, you know what? If we just moved everything up and forgot about the 2 or 3 weeks that we needed between things, then it would be a different situation.
Do you remember the name Bo Tribula? He was at Penn State, and he was on that team. He was Drew Aller's backup.
Yeah, I remember.
And now he is at, I believe, Mississippi State is where he transferred to. We talked about him last week, but I'm pretty sure he's at Mississippi State. But he transferred literally. It was I think it was either right before or right after the SMU game, which was the first game of the college football playoff.
Yeah, it was right before.
This guy's transferring.
Yeah.
And he's the backup quarterback to a team that went on to play in the national semifinal against Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl.
Yeah.
So that is a problem. Look, I agree with the premise of what he's saying. I don't think he went to Mississippi State. That's where Blake Shapen went. It was Missouri. That's where he went. But that's the thing for me, is that you've got to be careful with how far this extends. But you also have to be careful, unless you want to start the season earlier, with how many games you make these guys play in a row, because it's all kind of it all could really shape the sport into it in a bad way.
I agree with you. I think what he's probably alluding to too is probably, you want to talk about things like the Army Navy game going away, I think he's talking about championship weekend as well. as you move along. And I think he's talking about moving all that stuff. Maybe there's a bye week in there. But, guys, unfortunately, there's a lot of things about college football that have gone away recently that we feel very passionately about. So,
well, that's my point, though.
You got to be careful with how many they're playing in a row. There are very few teams that are involved in that. And I think that's just one of the things that when he's talking about mirroring other situations. That's how it is in other sports.
I understand that, but other sports don't have the wear and tear that a D1 college football has, you know, next to the NFL in this country. I know we got to get out of here, but you're right about we've seen a lot of things go away. I feel like the sport can only suffer so many hits. And if you want to pay these players to play straight through, now the money's going up and up and up. Because it's just too much on these kids.
Yeah.
They're still kids. Some of these guys are 18 years old, and they're playing 23-year-olds right now because of the fact that guys seemingly can play forever in this sport.
Well, yeah. I'm just so curious where it all lands because SEC Media Days last week, ACC Media Days, Big Ten, where there's just so much conversation around it. There's got to be a compromise somewhere. Coming up, we're going to get a recap of that Braves-Giants series. We are the Get Right team. Mm. And Georgia Tech handed out a two-year, $3 million deal. Plus, it's time for Throwback Thursday trivia. Theme today is camp. That's next. That's next with the Morning Shift. We are live from Falcons Training Camp in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.